Blackstone Audio presents Man Riding West, compiled and edited by John Tusker, stories by Louis L'Amour. This book is read by Mark Bramhall and Tom Weiner.
Riding for the Brand. He had been watching the covered wagon for more than an hour. There had been no movement, no sound. The bodies of the two animals that had drawn the wagon lay in the grass, plainly visible. Farther away, almost a mile away, stood a lone buffalo bull, black against the gray distance. Nothing moved near the wagon, but Jed Asbury had lived too long in Indian country to risk his scalp on appearances, and he knew an Indian could lie ghost still for hours on end. He had no intention of taking such a chance, stark naked and without weapons. 2 days before, he had been stripped to the hide by Indians and forced to run the gauntlet, but he had run better than they had expected, and had escaped with only a few minor wounds. Now, miles away, he had reached the limit of his endurance. Despite little water and less food, he was still in traveling condition except for his feet. They were lacerated and swollen, caked with dried blood. Warily he started forward, taking advantage of every bit of cover and moving steadily toward the wagon. When he was within 50 feet, he settled down in the grass to study the situation. This was the scene of an attack. Evidently, the wagon had been alone, and the bodies of 2 men and a woman lay stretched on the grass. Clothing, papers, and cooking utensils were scattered, evidence of a hasty looting. Whatever had been the dreams of these people, they were ended now. Another sacrifice to the westward march of empire, and the dead would not begrudge him what he needed. Rising from the grass, he went cautiously to the wagon, a tall, powerfully muscled young man, unshaven and untrimmed. He avoided the box.